Welcome to Vikings Game Plan. Paul Allen with Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer in advance of the Vikings and Chicago Bears. We are in the TCO Performance Studio set to chat Minnesota Vikings football, and for the Chicago Bears, rookie quarterback Mitchell Trubisky will get the call against Mr. Zimmer's defense. How did he look in the preseason?
I thought he did well. He's got a strong arm, good movement in the pocket, didn't really turn the ball over much, good on play actions with the boots and the inside glances and things like that, but he's got a strong arm.
Fair to say Chicago, generally, schematically speaking, is a run-first operation?
Yeah, they're going to run the football, play action, probably move him in the pocket some. They've run the ball against us last two ball games very successfully, so we need to do a better job there.
Now, with the Minnesota Vikings, sadly, they lost outstanding rookie running back Dalvin Cook for the season due to a knee injury. With your running game, without Dalvin, any dramatic changes?
No, not a lot of changes. Dalvin's hard to replace. He was a very explosive guy, could get into small creases and accelerate. So we're going to have to manage that a little bit. We probably won't have the big plays that we have, but our offensive line's done a nice job in run blocking, and I think Latavius and Jerick will do a good job.
And speaking of that, through four games, left tackle Riley Reiff. What do you like about his start?
Well, Riley's played really well. He's done a nice job in protection, been good in the running game. He's got an awful lot of pride about the things about his job and the things that he does, and he's been really a blessing, much improved at left tackle than we have been in a while.
The Vikings had six sacks in the game against the Lions, one by nose tackle Linval Joseph.
Second down, Stafford sacked for the third time already today. This time the big fella, Linval Joseph.
A patentedly outstanding start for Linval.
Yeah, Linval's playing good. We're going to need him to play good again this week. But he's been playing well. He's strong in the running game, been able to push a pocket some in the pass rush. And he's a guy that cares an awful lot about this football team and this organization.
Mike always tells us Linval Joseph does really good under the radar things that makes him arguably the best nose tackle in the National Football League via Medtronic film. Let's watch an example.
Stafford's under center, tailback Amir Abdullah. He's following the blocking near side of Darren Fells, but Anthony Barr blows up the play at the 20-yard line. It is a loss of a yard and the fourth TFL this year for Anthony Barr.
Okay, this is a play where they move the tight end, so we end up moving the front to the other side. And Linville's a three technique on the guard. And as you see, he gets to his outside, he gets him shoulders turned, he's able to get up to the tackle again. And then we leave Anthony Barr free to make a negative yardage play. So these are kind of the things that, we're talking about with being unselfish, do your job, allow someone else to make a play and do their job. The rest of it's good.
So this is Linval on what I think is pretty good guard T.J. Lang, the longtime Packer. Is his role to hold this guard up so Barr can get through there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he does a nice job.
So outside of some missed tackles and maybe dropped interceptions, defense represented pretty well in that Lions game, right?
Yeah, and they're a very good offensive football team, and I think we played very well. We did miss some tackles. Those two backs are very quick guys. One of the deals we wanted to make sure was Golden Tate didn't get a lot of yards after catch, and I think he had one catch that he broke a tackle. But
yeah,
for the most part, we kept him in check pretty good.
Keenum hit as he throws, and it's caught by the aforementioned Stephon Diggs.
This is one of our play action passes. We're keeping both the tight ends in. Nice job by Riley getting the guy up the field. We tell the quarterback to step up in the pocket once he gets to this depth. And then at the top, Diggs comes out there. Looks like he's going to end up blocking and then leaves, which is really a late wheel route.
Very nice.
A great throw by Case. Nice post route by Thielen. And then we've got the late check down with the tight end with Murray coming back through there. So this one worked out well. A great throw, great catch by Diggs. Good protection. It's a nice throw, nice catch. He really does a nice job catching football and getting open, creating separation.